Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with us, we have Coach Jim Newstead. And, Coach, looking at last week's game, the West Platte Blue Jays are now the proud owners of the Tobacco Stick Trophy. Congratulations on a great win for the football program.
Thanks a bunch. Me and the boys painted the stick on Monday. We rode on it today. Let it dry for 2 days. Rode on today. She's up in the trophy case, and she looks pretty sweet.
It's nice to have it back here after a little while anyway. Coach, once again, congratulations. Just kind of looking at that ball game last week, Blue Jays winning 48-20. The outcome, Blue Jays owned this game from the front to the end pretty much. And, Coach, I know a lot of great performances to talk about.
Yeah, we ran for 355 yards. We did throw one pass for 11 yards. That was our first touchdown.
Yes,
we threw quite a few passes. We threw quite a few passes in our two-point conversions. But, you know, we're a running team, especially without Luke. We like to run the ball a lot. We ran the ball well with Luke and anyway. So, Brandon James had another great night. He had 23 carries for 208 yards, which is a 9-yard average and two touchdowns. That puts him at 883 yards on the season with 11 touchdowns. He's averaging about 126 yards per game. Emmett Sullivan, we had to move the running back last week, the week before at Lathrop when Trent Taylor went down. He had a nice game at 4 carries and 46 yards, 1 touchdown rushing and a touchdown. He was the 1 reception for 11 yards for a touchdown receiving. You got Cameron Williams kind of coming back, and he's kind of got full force now. He had 9 carries of 48 yards, 1 touchdown, so he averaged about 5 yards a carry. And then Tanner Rowe and Zane Trexel had some nice carries for us, too. But Brandon James has been our horse for a while. We're going to keep riding until someone stops him.
Certainly on track for a 1,000-yard year, 883 yards at this point in the season with a couple games to go in the regular season. Certainly something, a performance of note for him, as well as your other players. You're spreading the ball around pretty good otherwise. And defensively, a lot of people might look at the score and go, well, defensively we could have done better, but I thought defensively they still did a pretty good job. Got a couple turnovers there. Montez with a couple interceptions. Looked pretty good there on defense at times.
Yeah, we were 34-7 at half when we scored our first drive coming to half. So we were 42-7 going in the middle of the third quarter. I think our guys got a little relaxed on defense. We gave up a touchdown, which we probably should have given up a touchdown. We got a little relaxed. And then they kicked the onside and got a little momentum by getting onside back and scored right again real quick. We had to reel them in real quick and talk to them about it. We're not, at that point, it was a 28-point ball game. We said, no, we can't have this. You know, it's getting too close. We kind of tied down a little bit. They came back and scored. We came back and scored in the fourth quarter again with Zane Trexel on a 2-yard run. So I thought we played a really good game on defense. I know we got a little relaxed there. Lamar Henderson also had another good game. He had 5 tackles and a tackle for loss. Dublin Carnahan, who led our team in tackles, he had 9 tackles with 2 tackles for loss. So he had a really good game. And you mentioned Mason Montez. Mason Montez had the 2 interceptions. He had a fumble recovery. That puts him at 3 fumble recoveries and 4 interceptions on the season. So he's kind of a turnover man. Mason also had to play the role of punt returner because we lost Trent at punt return, so he played punt returner, and he had two carries for 53 yards at punt return, so he did a good job there. Mason's kind of one of those guys that I can put anywhere on defense. He's played a little bit at DN, a little bit of linebacker, a little bit of D-back, so he's kind of been all over the field for us, and he's kind of one of those guys that plays really well every game. His numbers don't show it, but he does a lot of things for our defense and helps us out, so I'm glad he got some recognition this game with his turnovers.
Once again, Blue Jays winning 48-20, and the West Platte Blue Jays own the tobacco stick. And once again, it's painted blue. It's where it should be. Coach, congratulations once again.
As far as
as our coach's moment tonight, we have our fans and viewers and whatever come up with a question for you, Coach, and I hope you don't mind. This actually came from your staff. Oh, not your staff, but the staff over at West Platte. Who's your favorite college football team?
Well, I'd be hard-pressed if I didn't say Baker University, because that's where I graduated
from.
Sure. Baker's had a long-lasting football tradition over there.
Absolutely.
I had a good time at Baker, and they're a great football program. I grew up in Michigan, so University of Michigan has always been one of my favorite football teams. I follow them a lot. Kind of grew up a Bo Schembechler fan and his little era in football, so I got a lot of friends from Baker and a lot of good times there. So I would say those are my two best teams in college.
Well, you know, certainly Baker is nothing to sneeze at. There's a professional coach now that's from Baker and has had some success. And, Coach, I know that program has been strong for many, many years. As we get ready, tell you what, next week's an important game as well. We're going to be going to Hamilton, Missouri to play the Penny Hornets, and what battles West Platte has had with the Penny Hornets over the years. We'll be back to talk about that game in just a moment. The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back, and thanks to our sponsors once again. And looking at the next opponent, Penny Hamilton Hornets, and boy, we've had some battles with Penny over the years. They come into this game 4-3, and they're currently in, I believe, fourth place in their particular district, and it's a battle over there for them. They need to keep pace to where they can host a district game, so I'm sure they've got something to play for. Of course, these teams over the years have had some interesting battles, so it's not quite a rivalry, I would think, as compared to what we've just played, but certainly two teams of note really play each other hard. Coach, what do you see in this Penny Hornets team coming up?
Well, I think, once again, kind of like the Lathrop and Lawson game, they are a very similar team to us. They like to run the ball. They have a running back that's really fast. I think he's one of the fastest kids in the conference as far as on the track in the 100 and 200. His name is Sawyer Morrow, number 25. He's been 10 running back there for 3 years. He's almost at 1,000 yards already on the season. So, I mean, he is a great running back, and he's fast. And the quarterback runs the heck out of the ball, too. He's Tucker Ross, number 7. He's got 600 yards rushing. So between the two of them, they got 600 yards of the offense for Penny. He's a big kid. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. So he's kind of a load to bring down. So our main goal is to try to stop those two. They have an offensive line that's about comparable to ours. They're not overly big, but they are overly fast enough to get out the ball well. They do like to throw the ball a little bit. They got a number one at wing back and number 88 at receiver, tight end, I mean. And they're both, between the two of them, they've got about 200 yards passing. So very similar type teams. We run two totally different types of offenses, but our goals are fairly the same. We both want to run the ball. So we're going to have to stop their power type game. They're going to pull someone all the time and run power. They're going to run quarterback power, running back power. They're going to read it a lot, read our end. We worked a lot this week of our end sitting still and reading the option and reading the power. So it's going to be a test. they've played some bigger teams than we have already. I mean, they've already gone through Mid-Buck, East-Buck. They've been through the heart of the conference already. And they're sitting 4-3 at being through the heart of the conference. So they're sitting fairly well. I think we match up to them fairly well. We are kind of short one lineman. I got one lineman hurt, so my depth at line's a little bit lower than I really like to have for this game. But I like their matchups. I like our week of practice. I think we've done well with their offense. Defensively, they run a 4-3. Their big quarterback is the middle linebacker, so he gets down the hill a lot. Their D-line's probably the fastest team I've seen get off the line. Like I said before, they're not that big, but they get off the ball quick. They played East Buck fairly close for our first three quarters or so, and then East Buck pulled away by 30. So other than the East Buck game, all the other games they've had that we've had have been similar. The difference they had with Lathrop was the same as ours. The difference with Lawson is about the same as ours. Plattsburgh, the same thing. So we got some pretty comparable games, some pretty comparable scores. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be two running teams trying to grind it out against each other.
Well, that's what we noticed, too, was you do a comparative analysis on against other teams and very similar results. And this ought to be one heck of a ball game, certainly from a fan's perspective, no question about it. Just kind of looking at KCI conference play, well, other games looks like Lathrop's at North Platte, Plattsburgh's at Mid-Buchanan, East Buchanan's at Lawson, and, of course, West Platte paying Penny or Hamilton, whatever you want to call it there. And, Coach, just kind of a little bit of a shocker last week. This Mid-Buchanan team seems to be on a roll. I mean, that game against East Buchanan, yeah. I thought that would be a lot closer than what it was. And boy,
I did, too. I haven't had a chance to watch a film. I'll probably watch it next week, so we got Mid-Buck next week. But I know Mid-Buck's a very fast team. They react really quick. They get off the ball well. I mean, their offense is very explosive. The quarterback has been playing since they're a freshman. They have some really stud receivers and running backs, and they just got a group of kids that have been playing football together for a long time, and they do it well, and they're well synchronized. It's kind of a fun team to watch if I wasn't competing against them. So, but they're the forerunner in the conference, and they'll probably end up winning the conference here, so they'll be number one team in the district. So we just want to have a good game with Penny and try to come out with a win there, and we'll worry about Mid-Buck next week when we play them. But the rest of the conference is kind of a so-so games, I would probably call it. Lawson and, who did you say Lawson was playing?
East Buck at Lawson is what we got.
Yeah, that might be a close game, closer game than people think too. So, we look forward to our challenge of Penny, and we'll worry about where we're going to be at after that.
Looking at where West Platte is in their district, as you mentioned, Mid-Buchanan with that big win over East Buchanan last week. Is 7-0 on top of the conference as well as on top of the district. East Buchanan at 5-1. They've got 44 points, and West Platte's just behind them by 7 points in third slot. Plattsburgh is behind by 10 points to West Platte. They are in the fourth slot. And just taking it on down, Polo in the fifth slot, Maysville in the sixth, North Platte in the seventh, and St. Joseph Christian in the last slot there, Coach. It looks as though, and I believe you confirmed this, that West Platte is in position to be in the top four in their district. And that means, we want to emphasize this means that we will have a home district game in our near future, Coach. You got to feel good about where your program's advanced to get that accomplished.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. That was one of our goals when we sat down to get goals at the beginning of the year. Our first goal was to win the games we were supposed to win. I think we did that. Our next goal was to sneak a few games that we thought we might not win. So I think we kind of did that with Lathrop. Our second goal was to be in the top four in districts, and that's where we're at. And our last goal was to have a winning record. So yeah. I kind of told the kids this is the game to accomplish our last and final goal. If we win this game this weekend, then we're guaranteed a winning record by the end of the season. But we're excited about having a home district game. We've got a couple weeks where we worry about that, but the math we did, I think we're at 3 seed no matter what. No matter whatever happens with the rest of them, we'll be at 3 seed. So it looks like we'll probably end up be playing Maysville in our first game at home. Tricks.
Certainly, if the brackets matched up today, that's what we would have. And certainly, Coach, we're looking forward to that. And like you say, that's a couple games down the road. We've got a game here Friday night. It ought to be a great one. As West Platte travels to Hamilton, Missouri to take on the Penny Hornets. Ought to be a great one. Coach, Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good luck to you and the West Platte Blue Jays tomorrow night, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for all your coverage, and go Blue Jay Nation.